Hi everyone, I'm here with Kevin May. Kevin, tell us a bit about your role and the organisation you work for, first of all.
Okay, so I'm the Learning and Development Manager at Good Things Foundation, and it is as good as that sounds. So Good Things Foundation is a charity, and we're all about helping people to make the most out of doing things digitally. So that means that we have a lot of online training materials that are used in community centres and libraries to help people make their first steps online. And obviously, being Learning Development Manager, I get involved in those learning materials that live on that website. But I also get involved in the training for our members of staff and the people that work in those libraries and community centres. So there's lots and lots of really different things going off all the time, which just makes me really excited.
Yeah, we've talked about all sorts of different projects that you've done, ideas that you've got, and I'm a little bit jealous of all those different things, it must be said. But also, I think the idea of what the foundation does is awesome. I remember a few years ago, not that long ago, teaching computing for the terrified, and I remember one person actually picking the mouse up and waving it in the air and wondering why it wasn't working.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got so many stories of things like that and different reasons that people decide to get online for the first time. It is amazing.
Oh, well, I think that's fantastic work. Now, what's quite exciting and the main reason for you being here on the podcast for this today is that you've actually got some quite exciting feedback to share with us, where your team's won an award, and at TJ, we're just a bit proud of it too. So tell us a bit more about that.
Okay, so this was actually for Learning at Work Week in 2016. So we decided we'd come across Learning at Work Week, and it's not something that we'd ever done before. So in 2016, we decided that we'd jump in with both feet, and we do lots and lots of stuff in Learning at Work Week. So we'd got things happening in the office, and we'd got things that we were going to do on webinars. And I was really struggling for how to sort of tie all this stuff that we were doing together. And then I think it was at the start of April 2016, I came across this thing called TJ Wow on Twitter. So hashtag TJ Wow. And that was your week of webinars. And it, what a wonderful idea. Actually, making the point of this is a week of stuff happening and we're spreading it out all across the week. So it's a week of webinars or a week of wonder or a week of learning or whatever you wanted it to be. And I suddenly, it was, forgive me for this, it was my light bulb moment. I kind of, I was there on Twitter, and I had to, I immediately tweeted one of my colleagues and said, "This is Learning at Work Week for us." And they tweeted back and saying, "What?" And I said, "Well, let me just, I'll talk about it in the office tomorrow." But we took our webinars that we were doing and we spread them out across the week. We actually had six just to be different.
Oh, I see. One better than Training Journal, I see.
And we took the we'd got different things that we were doing in the office, and we spread those out over the week. And we had our we internally we called it our week of wonder. Externally, we didn't
Oh.
put any badge on it like that because we were a bit worried that you'd sort of come back to us and say, "Oh, the wow wasn't that." But it really worked well. It was fantastic. We had a bunch of we had no experts. So there was nobody from a rural college talking about working in a rural environment. We went to people that were doing it for real. So I had a lovely lady called
Well,
Evie from
I think that
North.
makes them an expert, doesn't it? If they're the ones doing it.
Absolutely. They whether they've got the qualifications or not, they are the people that have the real story
Yeah.
of what it's like, how it works, what to look out for, what comes naturally and what's a struggle. And that was not just on our webinars. The webinars were great, but here in the office, we've got a guy in the office in our research team whose Twitter handle is Gastromystic, which probably gives you a tip that he's actually is into his food. So he did a session for us about making what did he call it? Basically, doing a beautiful gastronomic kind of lunch here in the office, where we've got a microwave and a kettle, and that's about it.
Brilliant.
Marvelous stuff.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And what was the kind of reaction you had from people in the office and kind of all around the organisation? Because you're quite a dispersed organisation, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. So I mean, we work with all of these community centres up and down in the country. And for our normal sort of webinar take-up, we'd be lucky before this to get 8 to 10 people on a webinar. Now, across the 6 webinars in that week, we had 90-plus people actually coming along and joining in. Which is a huge step up for us. So that was fantastic. And people told us afterwards how great they were, how they loved to hear from people that were actually doing the jobs. And it was the same thing here in the office. So across the week, I mean, we're an organisation of about 50 people, but we had everybody from the CEO through to the youngest intern joined at least one of the sessions that we ran in the office that week. Which was great, and people came back and did 2 or 3 different things. There was only one person in the entire organisation that didn't actually join any of the sessions, and that was me, because I'd taken a late availability holiday and was out of the country.
Kevin! But you organised it all, so you knew everything was going on.
And I was tweeting about it all week. Well, actually, I'd scheduled a bunch of tweets before I went away, but it was great. I was so proud of the team when I got back and we looked at the actual results that everybody had done.
Oh, that sounds absolutely awesome. And what you're kind of saying, or what I'm hearing, and certainly we've got an article on our website about this as well, is that was kind of an innovation. It was about taking different ideas, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? Innovation's not really about trying to come up with a completely new idea. It's taking ideas from other things and applying them to the problems that you've got, or combining them with ideas that you've got to come up with something new and exciting. So I always remember the story of Dyson when he was looking at how to stop Hoovers running out of suction, and he went to his sawmill and saw the cyclones that they use there. And it was like, okay, so if I apply the cyclones to the Hoover, and it took him, it was a bit more than that, but it's that idea of, okay, this week of webinars, this week of wonder that you're doing, we've got half dozen sort of webinars, but rather than having them all on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, actually spreading them out over the week and making a point of it being about the week, really sort of, so it took what we were going to do, applied your idea to it, and actually made something that was even better overall.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. And I think that's what we're proud of from a TJ point of view, is that, you know, we did something for our readers, for our audience, that we hoped was good. And certainly, you know, I don't know how many years later we're still doing it. So obviously people are liking it. But, you know, you've taken, you know, a pinch of what we've done and made it right for you. And I think that's awesome. And that's why I wanted to share this story with everyone, because, you know, yeah, it's about us in this case. But how many times do we take inspiration from something or someone or an organisation or a group, but we never actually kind of feed that back? And it happened that we were in the same on the same training course a couple of weeks ago, and you went, "Oh yeah, I've been meaning to tell you."
Yeah. And how many times have I been on your webinars or Twitter chats and things with you, and I've never mentioned it before? Yeah, I'm quite embarrassed about that.
That's not what I mean. But the point is, it's to encourage people to go back to an organisation, a person, whoever it is, and just go, "You know what? You did that. What to you might be one tiny thing, but to me it was amazing." And to give that back, and that, I think, to encourage that, everybody just to say it's not a thank you, but it's a kind of, "This inspired me to do something," I think is really nice to be able to share.
Yeah, so absolutely.
So tell us about the award that you won.
So on the back of doing this wonderful week, we applied for 2 awards for Learning at Work Week. The Pearson Award for Innovation in Learning, and the London OCN Award for Encouraging Learning for All. And we were commended by Pearson, but we actually won the award from London OCN, and we collected the award in November of last year, and it's pride of place in our office now. And they really, they picked up on the fact that we'd actually taken what can be quite a, let me think how to say this. So webinars aren't for everyone, but we've made them more inclusive by getting people that wouldn't normally get the chance to present on webinars, presenting on webinars.
Oh, brilliant.
And using them for different things. They sort of saw how that encouraged others to sort of take part and join in, which was really nice for them to sort of recognise that as well.
That is fantastic. Well, a belated congratulations, Kevin, and to your whole team that put all of that together and to everyone involved. That's pretty awesome. I imagine everybody was pretty proud of that.
We certainly had a few drinks to celebrate.
Brilliant. OK, well, thank you, Kevin, for sharing that story so much. If people want to follow you on Twitter, what is your Twitter name?
So they'll find me at Donnyboy71. And I think on Twitter, that's probably a picture of me because I'm a bit adept at actually using other images in place of my face.
Yeah, we're recording this on Skype and there's a picture of Mr. Cool. I'm with you on Slack and there's a picture of your lovely, lovely looking, was it your mum, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
So to meet you in person when you're not a triangle and not an older woman, it was actually quite a surprise.
Yay!
I've left you dumbfounded now.
I haven't got a response to that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, Kevin, and we look forward to chatting to you another day.
Thank you very much, Joe.